This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJB program, I'm Doug Steffen. On the day after the day before and the day before tomorrow, days, the building blocks of weeks, it's like seconds are the building blocks of minutes, minutes are the building blocks of hours, hours the building blocks of days, days the building blocks of weeks, weeks building blocks of months, months the building blocks of years, years the building blocks of our lives. You boil it right down to the beginning of your day, and most people listen to this program at the beginning of their day, although there are ways now. Fabulous. You go to the DJVshow.com, you can get the entirety of the program wonderfully put together in a podcast that's fabulous, and you can pick all the stuff up. So on your way to work, you listen to us live. On the way home, you listen to an encapsulated version of the best conversations of the day at DJVshow.com. All right, so today, think about your day today, and don't worry about tomorrow. Can't do anything about yesterday. So the thing we can all do is make the day count today, now, this moment. Jennifer, the weight of the world is on your shoulders.
Actually, not on mine, on Bryan Singer's shoulders. I don't know if you are familiar with that name. He's a director, but the name has been trending on Twitter for at least the last week or so. He's responded to new allegations of sexual assault and misconduct with the statement attacking the people and the publication behind the latest report. That was The Atlantic. The Atlantic published this piece on Wednesday of this week that talked about his about him being a predator of young men. He said, quote, "The last time I posted about this subject, Esquire magazine was preparing to publish an article written by a homophobic journalist who has a bizarre obsession with me dating back to 1997. After careful fact-checking and in consideration of the lack of credible sources, Esquire chose not to publish this piece of vendetta journalism. That didn't stop this writer from selling it to The Atlantic. It's sad that The Atlantic would stoop to this low standard of journalistic integrity." Now, The Atlantic piece details four new alleged accounts from men who had not spoken publicly about their experiences, and they accuse Bryan Singer that this abuse first began several years ago. These stories started to come out around 2014. Now, the reason this matters specifically right now, obviously we take these accusations very seriously. Now we've got the Me Too culture, so they get the light of day, no doubt. But it matters because Bryan Singer is the director of Bohemian Rhapsody, which is up for Academy Awards in just a month's time, and has been a pretty highly acclaimed director. He's got a big rap sheet behind him of
movies he's been involved with.
He was fired from
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's, I don't think he finished it, but he did start it. Because now Rami Malek's been getting a lot of questions. Oh, how did it feel to work with Bryan Singer? And it's kind of crazy,
So who was the... Did Singer get the credit? I don't remember seeing the credits. I was just looking for who the actors were.
Yeah, at least on IMDb. That's what I was trying to figure out, because he was fired apparently after some tense confrontations with Rami Malek. I don't know what those confrontations were about, but he's the only director listed on IMDb, so I don't know if he finished the whole thing off. Obviously, most of the work must have been done at that point.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's one of the reasons why people also struggle with that movie, because obviously it's the tale of a very famous gay man, and I'm assuming that Bryan Singer is also gay, but, you know, he's being accused of having sexual relationships with underage guys, and I think people are unhappy that he was the one who was chosen to tell the story.
He was fired...
He was fired right after, like 2 weeks before the film was done. And so he said, while there are creative differences on the set, he said he left because 20th Century Fox, who was the company behind it, wouldn't allow him to take the time he needed to deal with one of his parents who was ill. So,
I love those stories. So let's go one step further. Have you seen a picture of this nurse? Talk about creeps. arrested after that disabled patient gave birth last week in Phoenix. Have you looked at a picture of this guy?
Yes. This will make your stomach turn.
He doesn't even look like a human being.
I know.
He's a horrible looking guy. And so he's been arrested. Imagine the circumstance. This woman is a vegetable. And he's the caretaker. She's under his care in this place. And he impregnates her, and nobody knows. I guess they did some DNA testing of the staff after the baby was born and came up with this guy. But you look at a picture of him. How is he even in this place?
I know.
How does somebody
that looks...
He does
not look like a nurse. That poor baby. Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah, isn't that... What happens to that baby now?
I don't know.
And parents, the grandparents, the mother... I guess the mother and father of the woman who gave birth are going to be raising the baby.
Yeah.
And his lawyer says there's no proof that it was, you know, that he raped her. Well, obviously, if it's his DNA, and I would think it's pretty easy to get the DNA because there's a child. Obviously,
stupid.
It wasn't consensual.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so there's one more creep. This could be creeps in the news. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, is suing the U.S. government. His lawyers have filed an urgent application to the human rights... What's the name of the human rights organization? I forget what it is. But anyway, it's one of the human rights groups, human rights commissions, that hears appeals on cases in the Americas. In the submission, his team demands that the United States and its prosecutors unseal the secret charges against their client and the Ecuadorian, the people in Ecuador. This is what makes this so complicated, because he's been charged, but the event took place in... he's in Ecuador. I guess that's what's confusing about this.
He's
who's
been
suing who for what?
At the Ecuadorian He's been at the embassy there, right?
Yeah.
But now he's getting kicked out, so I think he's a bit desperate.
Right. So
he's
does this have any
place to go?
Yeah, he's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Been there for a number of years. He, as soon as he walks out the door, can be arrested and extradited. Is there somebody actually parked at the front door or the back door waiting for him to walk out? How are they going to catch him? Could sneak out in the middle of the night, right?
I guess he could leave whenever he wants, but yeah, that's the deal.
Well, he sued the Ecuadorian government last year because they violated his fundamental rights. They let him come in there, and now they want him out. And who's paying for his stay there? Is he buying his own food? Who makes his bed?
He does. Okay. There's no maid service. It's pretty... No. Yeah, it's kind of bare bones. It's not that
That's
great.
That's why he wants to get out, I think.
Yeah, he's been
imagine
complaining
living your
about
life
the conditions.
Like that. Living your life like that. All right, 15 past the hour. I don't know whether you think Michael Cohen is a creep or not. But we'll talk about him
he's
a little
creepy, bit. He's creepy, for sure.
All right.
Yeah. He's a rat.
He's a rat. He's postponing an upcoming House testimony, citing threats from the president against his family. The lawyer said the threats in question were made as recently as this past weekend, that his client looks forward to testifying on the 7th of February. So is there anything to this? Or is he just making more... noise. He pled guilty to lying, so he's a big liar. Does anybody believe anything he says? I'm sure some people like to
believe him. Well, that's the problem is that everything he said has been disproved, and then he says, "Oh no, well, I didn't mean that." And you know, so he's a known liar. I think that he is going to go to jail in March, and I think that he's afraid of getting into more trouble by testifying in front of Congress in February. So I think he's made a decision with his lawyer to say, "No, we're not going to do it." Now he says he's being threatened by the president. I would imagine he might be legally threatened by the president. I don't think that Trump would take the time to call him and say, "I'm going to come and kill your wife." That doesn't necessarily make any sense to me.
No. All right, a couple more creeps in the news in just a moment. 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Taylor Fabric Softener? Oh, the limited fresh kind. And French vanilla and non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on. Let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours, too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose-N-L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose-N-L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose-N-L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so is Alec Baldwin a creep? He pled guilty to harassment. You think he is a creep?
Well, he beats people up, and he calls his daughter a little pig, so that's not a great
track. That was a long time ago. It was quite a long time ago. Pled guilty to a violation of harassment in the second degree. Is there a first degree, third degree? What is this?
Apparently, there are a lot of degrees. Yeah.
He's in a short-term anger management program. I knew this had happened, and last night I watched Match Game for a while, which is back on ABC. He supposedly gives his salary for Match Game, which is $4 million a year, or $5 million, something like that, to some charity.
I heard that,
that's
too.
Not bad. He's not going to serve any time. He will not be on probation. He had an altercation with a 49-year-old guy back in November, charged with attempted assault in the third degree. There's another one. Harassment in the second degree and attempted assault in the third degree. He pled guilty to the lesser of the two charges. He denied the allegations at the time. On his Twitter account, he said, quote, "Normally, I wouldn't comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking lot space is false. I wanted to go on the record and state as much." This is not the first time he's had temper problems. He was thrown off a flight in 2011 for refusing to turn his cell phone off. I remember that. He's sitting in 1A.
Yeah, wasn't he playing Words with Friends or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. He got into an altercation with a photographer after getting a marriage license with his new wife. So he's got a little problem with his temper.
Temper.
21. Mm. Temper, temper, Alec. Temper, temper.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Music time here on the DJB program. As you know, every hour of the program we dedicate 4 or 5, 6 minutes to some music stories, important musicians, and who among us thinks that Michael Jackson isn't the king of pop. Still, the Michael Jackson MJ Estate and Columbia Live Stage have revealed more information on the new musical inspired by his life. The production was confirmed. Called Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Currently in development, 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage will create the book. Tony Award winner Christopher Wheeldon will direct and choreograph. The musical will premiere in Chicago. First performance on October 29th at the Nederlander Theater, run through December 1st there. And then it makes its Broadway debut early in 2020. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Who will want to see that musical?
I think a lot of people. I think this is going to be... Too. Can you imagine all the great music, the dancing, the story of Michael? Like, it's kind of incredible. Broadway is just one jukebox musical after another.
It does
another
seem
now.
To be that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
Lots and lots selling tickets. So.
I guess that's everywhere, though, because there's, obviously Bohemian Rhapsody just came out. There's an Elton John movie coming out. There's a Janis Joplin movie coming out. I guess that's what everybody
wants.
Well,
wasn't there, didn't we talk about that last week, Kara, the number of high-profile musicians that now are the subject of movies, great fodder, their stories, their lives, great fodder for movies? Yeah. So you'll see that string of those. After the success of Bohemian Rhapsody... 26 after the hour now, a number of artists and concerts doing what they can to provide a bit of happiness and entertainment for all the furloughed government workers. I noticed there's a local pizza joint here in Framingham giving free pizza to those who are furloughed as much as they want. Now Nile Rodgers is offering 600 free tickets to furloughed workers and their families or friends for his concert at the MGM National Harbor in Oxon Hill, Maryland. That's later this week. He wrote on his website, quote, "I believe music has a tremendous power. It's a small gesture I can make to provide some joy and healing. One of my biggest songs I wrote, We Are Family. We've all got brothers and sisters with me." Yep, there it is. Sister Sledge. "I consider all these people to be my brothers and sisters. I hope this lets them know that we are 100% behind them." Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley from Kiss also posting a video to their Rock and Brews restaurant Facebook page announcing that they would be giving free meals to TSA employees. There you go. On Broadway, federal employees can enjoy a night with free admission to Beautiful, which is the Carole King musical, on select Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday performances. A number of orchestras are handing out free tickets to their shows also. Philadelphia, Seattle, Boston, Spokane, Hawaii, Des Moines, Omaha, Georgia, Dallas, Akron, Grand Rapids Symphonies, all of them giving free tickets to their shows for furloughed federal workers. The list also includes the Minnesota Orchestra, the Florida Orchestra, and the Buffalo, Louisiana, and New York Philharmonic. So that's very broad gestures on the part of musicians to allow furloughed workers to come to their performances. I think there's a lot of this going around, though. Aren't there a lot of restaurants, too, that are offering furloughed workers free meals and so entertainment and free meals? Yeah, right. The meals.
A lot of food pantries, too, are advertising. I've noticed locally here in New Jersey that food pantries are trying to help out as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a good gesture. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
There's so much entertainment, good entertainment around these days. So, congratulations to all the people who are being giving. That's the American way. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're going to make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how GEICO, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown continues, and lawmakers are talking about a bipartisan plan to end it. President Trump says he could go along with what Senate leaders come up with as long as it contains a large down payment on the wall.
One of the ideas suggested is they open it, they pay a sort of a prorated down payment for the wall, which I think people will agree that you need. You need the wall. In fact, I see a lot of the Democrats almost all of them are breaking and saying, look, walls are good, walls are good. Big difference from what you had 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Democrats say they're ready to reopen the government for 3 weeks and have border negotiations. When Nancy Pelosi heard the president wanted a down payment on the wall as part of a temporary funding deal, she told MSNBC she did not think that would be a reasonable arrangement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Executive decision here on the DJV program. We're all going to let our hair grow. I'm going to let mine grow down to my shoulders. I think I'd look good with long hair. Don't you think, ladies?
Sure.
Jennifer's letting her down her back.
I think that would be very Unabomber chic.
Yeah. Unabomber chic. I love listening to you guys talk. Kara's going to let her. Jennifer's always had kind of long hair. Victoria, you used to have long hair. Kara, I think I've seen pictures of you with your hair longer, too, right? Isn't that the style you used to wear?
In, like, high school, I had it short for probably, like, 8 or 9 years, but now I'm growing it out again. It's very cool.
Really? Okay. It's nice. Long hair is very nice. All right, let's get to Victoria's choice of a big story for this half hour. What's cooking?
Well, a lot of people have been talking about Jamie Kloss. She is, of course, that teen from Wisconsin who was abducted from her home after her parents were killed, and she spent 3 months in captivity. And she rescued herself. So in the meantime, a lot of because people hoped that she was still alive before they found her, a lot of people started GoFundMes for her because both of her parents had been killed. And so Hormel Foods, which is the parent company of the Jenny O Turkey Store where both of Jamie's parents worked, they put together a $25,000 reward for anyone who could find Jamie and rescue her. Well, she rescued herself, so a lot of people have been saying, hey, Jamie's entitled to all this reward money.
Oh, she gets the money. Okay. Yeah.
That she should get the money because she rescued herself. And so now the company, Hormel, who donated the $25,000, they are officially giving the money to Jamie, saying exactly that she that they were overjoyed at the news of her safe return, and her bravery and strength have inspired our team members around the world, and they say that she rightfully deserves all of the money because she did, in fact, rescue herself. So $25,000.
Everybody agree with that? You agree?
Yes. It's kind of weird. I wouldn't think about it, but
yeah. But this poor girl, you know, she's got a rough time ahead, and she's living with her relatives now, and so they put this $25,000 into a trust fund that can be used for her future and her needs and things like that. And I'm not sure what happened with the GoFundMe accounts. I don't know if they got returned, but at least she's got
about
some
30
of the
grand in those. The last time I saw.
Yeah.
Something. I think it was about 30,000. Well, it's the world is so weird. There's so many weird things going on. And here to let me just do something. You've heard me many times say that I try to read everything on both sides and in the middle. I've always read Mother Jones when I was around, and Reason magazine, and things like Newsmax. So the headlines today on Newsmax: Democrats fold on wall. The headline on Huffington: Trump folds on State of the Union. Almost the same words. It's so it's funny.
That was one of, maybe this is a little different, but after the, you know, the big letter exchange last week, I think it was, when Nancy Pelosi said, you can't do the State of the Union. And then Trump said, come on, you know, you can't take your trip to Afghanistan, whatever it was that they were going back and forth about. When Nancy Pelosi sent it, I swear, look it up. The news media called it a power move by Nancy Pelosi, which I would imagine, I mean, to me that has positive connotations. When Trump did it back, they said a petty move by President Trump in all the headlines. It's so crazy how the reporting, it's all in the adjectives. Yeah.
It is. Okay, so do we have an update on the shutdown, the protest side of the shutdown? The workers have been protesting wherever there are federal agencies in cities. I thought the chant was, no more food banks, we need paychecks. No more food banks, we need paychecks. And that's true, but food assistance has come. We were talking about a little bit ago of the generosity of a lot of companies that are doing things, giving away tickets to musicals and that sort of stuff. I said the Pizza Hut here locally in Framingham is giving away food, pizzas to families. So it's a gesture anyway, whether it doesn't fix the problem. So we get around to figure out what fixes the problem. I don't even know. I was talking earlier about how bad government was here in my community, and nobody seems to know how to fix it other than recalling the mayor. So how do we fix, you know, it isn't just Trump, it's the other side, so you recall all of them? Or we just, okay, this is the way it is, and move on with our day. It just, there doesn't seem to be a solution. And I look at all of the things that are being done, the folks that are worried, the government unions and people who are flying are worried about the shutdown and the TSA, whether they're doing the job, or the FAA. Those people are not going
to. Well, the FAA, I saw a thing yesterday on the news, which I rarely ever watch, but I had some of the local news on, and the FAA, the scary thing is no one's, like, monitoring the no-fly list. the terror watch list for flying. Yeah. It's right. There are so many things that you don't think of,
and that we all take for granted.
We just take for granted. And then the Coast Guard, you know, they so many more drugs come in on boats than they do from across the wall in the Mexican border. And the Coast Guard, they can't even police all of the drugs. So right now there's probably an onslaught of drugs on boats that are probably coming into the country now that there's not a whole lot anyone can do about it. Because the Coast Guard is the first line of defense.
What's an outrage about all of this is that you guys know Dan Crenshaw. He's a representative from Texas. He was they made fun of him on Saturday Night Live. It was that big blow up. He has the eye patch because he's a veteran. Mm-hmm. And you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, he's
pretty poorly done on
the
SNL. On the part of SNL is pretty
well. They did have a whole apologize saying that was
they had him on the show too.
They didn't figure it out in the first place. Go ahead.
When Pete Davidson was suicidal, Dan Crenshaw actually called Pete Davidson and said, "Don't check out on us, man." You know, do you? So they seem to have forged some kind of relationship. In any case, Representative Dan Crenshaw did a tweet yesterday, and he said, "Big deal that never got reported. Last week, House GOP voted to pay federal employees their first paycheck of 2019 despite shutdown. Only six Democrats voted with us. It failed. Democratic priority, not paying workers or opening government. It's opposing Trump." Apparently, they redid that vote this week as well. So last week and this week, House GOP members have said, look, we'll pay federal employees their first paycheck, even though the shutdown's underway. And only six Democrats voted with the majority of Republicans, which is not enough to get this thing to pass. That, to me, is so disturbing. If you can actually provide real relief for these people who are not getting paychecks, why wouldn't you do that if you're really concerned about the American worker?
It's
ridiculous. That's outrageous.
Whole thing is. So, speaking of that.
And he's not making it up. He's got a link to the vote. I mean, you can see exactly what they voted on, who supported it, and who didn't.
All right. Who thinks this student at Fayetteville High School in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where this program is heard, the student who was suspended for wearing a Confederate flag hoodie, he had face paint and a jersey on in support of a pro-flag, a pro Confederate flag movement. The thing that I get a kick out of is they all think it's the Confederate flag, and it isn't. It was the flag of Virginia during the world Civil War. So students showed up at school in this apparel, which features the flag, told by the administration to take it off. One student said, "No, I won't." And see, he was suspended. So is that appropriate?
Well, that's not really a new thing, I would think, for schools. I mean, basically, every school has a dress code. And if you, like our school, you couldn't wear bandanas, you can't wear hats, you can't wear tank tops, like spaghetti straps. And so
Media is making something out of this because it was the Virginia flag that everybody thinks is the Confederate flag, which it isn't. So,
well, I mean, it's the meaning behind it. If people think of it as the Confederate flag, then it doesn't really matter that much if it was the official one or not. But I'm just saying in terms of, they made him take it off, and maybe there is some political thing behind it. But in terms of dress codes, I feel like that, you know, I knew a kid who got in big trouble because he dyed his hair. They made him go to the bathroom and wash it all out that day. So, you know, it's just if you don't listen to their rules, then they can do whatever the heck they want, and that's suspending you, basically. It's stupid, I think, but.
Well, that's why you're here, so you can tell us what
you
think. Nothing wrong with that. All right, 44 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to go south of the border, down Venezuela way on the DJV program.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the limited fresh kind. And French vanilla and non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper. the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The president of Venezuela, I love the name, Venezuela, it's fun to say, Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro is going to break off relationships with the United States because President Trump has recognized his opposition. Protesting against Mr. Maduro going on. Our president moved to officially recognize Juan Guaido. Is that how you pronounce his name? G-U-A-I-D-O? Mm-hmm. Guaido?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Guido, Guaido, whatever.
I'm sure we're going to hear his name a lot, so we'll know soon enough.
Guaido actually swore himself in.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Huh? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of Venezuela. Anyway, lots of Venezuelans on the streets to protest the re-election. He's a crook. They rigged the election. That reminds me of what goes on here. It's worse, though. The country's National Assembly invoked the Venezuelan Constitution, which gives Guaido the power to overthrow Maduro. So Maduro has been really a bad guy, though, right? He's just a bad, bad guy. And it wasn't. Who's the guy that was there before who hated the United States, too? That fat, no good, whatever his name was. Remember him? And
didn't Sean Penn meet with him?
I think he did, but
I forget his name.
Obama were always at each other, and Bush and he, they were always at each other.
Well, that's why I think it was right.
The Russians were in there.
That we decided to side with this opposition leader.
Oh, yeah.
It puts us on the right side of history, I think, for sure. This guy has ruined his country. You want to talk about corruption?
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And if you love socialism, go spend the weekend in Venezuela. You can see how great
it
worked
see,
out.
It's all over the place. I told you, Peru, they've had 4 presidents in 5 years. They just keep sending them to jail. So, seems to be a problem there. South of the border, down Venezuela way. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
You may.
may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house, and his name is Ken Kronhaus, here to help us through health, the understanding that Ken's claim to fame here, among many things, giving advice to folks who have questions about their health and well-being. But he also goes through all of the medical journals, every week and presents us with sometimes a dozen different things. And one of the things that we tease each other about, this is love. Ken and I are in love. We actually do. We love each other. Great friends. He and I have different points of view on flu vaccine, well, vaccinations in general, and also the use of marijuana. So Ken regularly, with some abandon, has a story most every week.
I don't make this up.
No, I know you don't. It's just very convenient. So we'll start with the flu story this week. And what it does and what it doesn't do for certain patients. All right, take it away, Ken.
I think this is a good news story. This comes out of the medical journal Chest just this week, Doug. Influenza infection causes one out of every 10 patients with COPD to die and one out of five to require stays in intensive care. But there's more good news this week about flu vaccinations. Flu vaccinations have sharply cut the number of hospitalizations by COPD patients, Doug. According to this new study published in the medical journal Chest, 38% fewer people with COPD or emphysema who received a flu vaccination visited the hospital to treat acute respiratory illness or exacerbation compared to those with COPD who received no vaccination.
So, is this a common sense sort of conclusion? Someone, COPD is emphysema, lung problems, asthma,
causes person's emphysema, lungs to thicken, ultimately destroying the area where oxygen flows through in COPD.
Right. Yeah, right. So the flu vaccinations keep you from getting the flu, and that's what would compromise all of these things that are lung problems in the first place, right?
It saves your lives, and it saves you from going into intensive care.
Mm. All right. So that's this week's flu story. Let's get to the anti-marijuana. All right. So the marijuana story.
Up.
What's this study? All right. No, I don't make it up. It's good. It's handy.
Published this week in the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine, as an increasing number of Americans use marijuana, there is rising risk of job loss among those who use the drug. Doug, people who use marijuana are more likely to be fired or laid off. Job loss may be an overlooked social cost of marijuana use.
Well, so in terms of marijuana, and this is something, you know, I've made it clear on the air, one of the things that I'm doing to save the farm here is to have a cannabis grow. I'm the only farmer in Massachusetts at the moment who has this on the radar, along with growing hemp, which a lot of farmers are trying to do. I don't use it, never have. I don't hold with using drugs. I don't hold with smoking anything or drinking anything. I'm just not very tolerant about it. But in terms of, I suppose, a business, you know, people can say, well, can't you do something else that isn't controversial? Or can't you do something else that's good for people? See, I see it the way, especially the medical marijuana, which is where I'm going to be for the most part, is very helpful to people. And hemp is being shown far and wide, Ken, to be the substitute, the future of pain management instead of opioids.
I don't think this article is talking about people who are using it for medical use.
No.
I think this article is talking about people who are using it for recreational use.
I agree with you that they are. But that's will there ever be studies that will show the benefit of even recreational marijuana? I think there is. That's not why people necessarily use it. But I'm not trying to be an apologist. I just think it's interesting how everything kind of gets lumped in together, and it's not, it isn't. But it's a good point. Thank you for making it. Dr. Ken here with now my focus and your focus on how to lose weight. Ken can tell you any number of healthy ways to lose weight. And then there are the extremes. People have operations, and they go on these crash diets and all that stuff. Well, you can avoid that problem and lose weight using Kallitrin. Kallitrin is the way to get the most out of a weight loss program is to have one successful at the end of the day that keeps the weight off, because that's really the question. You can lose the weight, but how do you keep it off? And because Kallitrin's number one ingredient is collagen, the protein, the bodybuilder, it helps you with lean muscle, pushes the fat out. You lose the weight by losing the fat. You can do that by going to toploss.com. 10% off. Use the code DJV on all the Kallitrin products. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Guaranteed. All natural. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV and save 10%.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.